you. We say good evening, good evening, good evening. We say we're very, very late tonight. Very limited tonight. Limited. So we got together last week, Professor, right? We were here last week. Yeah. Just a few seconds. What did we do last week, Professor? Anybody remember?
Sit on the floor.
Did what?
Sit on the floor was one who was good.
Right, right.
Another one is to concentrate on the different brockets from yesterday.
From yesterday. Gavaldi, Yabushia. Yeah. What else?
Those are the two that I remember. The other two I don't remember.
Come on, get to them.
We're going to start spending getting. Okay, yeah.
And the Shoah book.
And the Shoah, yeah.
What book? Do you have anything you want to share with us?
No.
Yeah. And I don't know. Yakov.
I tried to actually sit once in the floor and you're forgetting otherwise. Who knows, we're 1 second.
All right, both of them. Get into the Inyan Idioma, get into it. And my back to Shimon.
Yeah, the Shimon Esri one and the sitting on the floor I managed. Every day, a few days. The Gemara I didn't manage to start yet.
The
Gemara I didn't manage yet. All the books, I don't have any.
I did the Shimon Esri a few times and started learning a little bit. Kind of getting myself into the mood.
What about
the sitting on the floor? I managed to remember a couple times, only a few. And this morning, yesterday, I was much more faithful about
getting
into that.
Yeah, okay.
Reading books.
First of all, as always, we want to thank the Baruch Shalom that we're here tonight and we have this beautiful place that we're sitting at. We believe that Baruch Shalom that from the Baruch Shalom that he Bechato Agodo Vashkocha Proteus prepared for us this Mokan, which says, Baruch Hashem. And also we have our Chabura that Hashem puts into the minds and the hearts of our participants that they have a Cheshek and the Rats we start it together. But Hashem, and we will be Zeicher Beitzai to fulfill the Watson Hashem, the will of Hashem, to fulfill the purpose of why we're alive, and to bring profit to all ourselves, to our families, and with Hashem. So, Beitzai, tonight we're into it. We're into the, we prepare for the main Amitzorim, and then we start with the Amitzorim. Tonight we're in the meat of it, the meat of the Bein HaMitzvah, if I say, the 9 days, that's the, the essence of the Avelis, these 9 days are the most intensive days. I want to repeat to you again, what I said to you last week, that if you find it difficult, to relate, so you should know that there's a reason for it, that other Doris, all the Doris, tribes are going back in history, that they're always connected to the Korban. They lived with it. Men, the women, the children, the Klai Israel, they were living with the Korban, yearning to the Gula and thinking about, saying Tikkun Chatzos at night time. It was a part of their lives, as I say. It's part of their mental, their mentality. Rav Miller, used to point out, and I've seen it myself in books, that in the various communities where the Yidden live, mostly various in different countries, so you saw the Goyish houses where the Goyish lived. They had beautiful gardens and flowers, and then all of a sudden you see it would abruptly stop. Empty lawns, no flowers, like the Yidden, they weren't into the planting, into the gardens, into the flowers, because they looked at it was temporarily, they're temporarily there. They're looking at that, they're there to stay. The Goyim, they were there to stay, so they they, you know, they had beautiful gardens and flowers and tulips and everything. And the Yidden, you know, with, where the Yidden started living, you saw empty lawns, you know, no flowers, nothing. They didn't have any paycheck to, to decorate, to grow beautiful flowers, but the Shias is coming any second now, you know. They didn't want to invest the time in the Kayakas. So, you know, it was a very typical scene. I'm not saying that there wasn't one year that had a garden or for colors, but I'm just saying the general mentality was that, you know, they didn't feel like, decorating it. Anyway, so everybody said the point is that in this Dora now, this Tekufa, and especially these days that we have to, you know, celebrate or icing in the avoidus and the whole avoidus to think about the Korban and feel it and to be misabel. So if it's not even part of our, you know, if it's part of your mentality, part of your ingredients of what you're, you know, a part of your life, so then if you have a mitzvah of a certain time for avoidus, so now you take the memories and the thoughts that you have about it and you put on the avoidus button. But if it's not even there, the chatzila is like we ask ourselves, what does the Korban mean to me, to my life? What role does it play to me? How much time do I spend speaking about it during the day? You know, does it mean anything in my life? Does it have any role in my, you know, in my conscious thoughts ever? The answer is, you know, I don't want to make a kitchen, but most of us would say no, we have no shaykhs, you know. So now you make a bailus, you know, you have to make a bailus in something that it doesn't, if it was a part of our lives and we thought about it, and now during the 9 days you have to take that thing and you have to misabel over it. But if it's not even there, so how can you work on the avelis on something that's not even there in the first place? So you have to get the diagnosis, the prognosis, why it's so difficult for us, because we're trying to deal with something that's not even there, somebody say. So I'm just trying to explain that if we want to do the avelis, how difficult it is for us, because we have to, you know, do this despite, you know, that we're dealing with something that we haven't, you know, that's not a tangible thing, you know, by us. But anyway, that's the avoidance, that's what we have to do. So, the only approach that I can think that we can even try to do it is that we have to sit down, you know, and think, give a thought that the Golus HaShrina, what does that mean? It's like a king that has a palace. That's where his headquarters is, and when he's on his throne, when the Baruch Hu is in his place in the Beis HaMikdash, so the covered Shemayim goes out, you know, the light goes out from the Beis HaMikdash to, you know, the Hashkocha. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in his place, Kaviyachol, so then the whole Hashkocha, the world is different, and he made it, the light of Hashem comes to Skala, to the world, the covered Shemayim. We know that the Torah is the ruler of the world, and he can do anything he wants, right? But he chooses to run the world in that way that he deals with the world like as if, like he's part of it. You know, in other words, he, in order for his Shina to be there, in order for the world to see the Kavod Shemayim, his Shina has to be in place in the Beis HaMikdash. And in order to be there, we have to have a Beis HaMikdash. In order for the Beis HaMikdash to be there, the Yidden have to build it, you know, and the Maisim have to be the Seder. The Bidei Chazorinu, like, we have to be the Seder in order for the Beis HaMikdash to be there. And if the Beis HaMikdash is there, then the Kavod Shemayim, the Shina comes, the Kavod Shemayim. So, like, you know, we're really responsible. So, you have to try to, you know, visualize what it means, the Korban of a great king that was thrown off his throne and thrown into exile. The person can cry when you think about, you know, the biggest king in the world, and he was pushed away, you know. But in order to get to that matzav, you have to really concentrate. So that's how you say that, the Korban, they say. It's it's a hard avoider, but you have to try it. You have to sit down by yourself and try to think about it and concentrate it and visualize it as much as you could. So I want to, that's a very important avoider of Yisrael. And then, of course, the Shemon Esrei, I want to repeat again for the Olam, right, the avoider of Shemon Esrei, as much as you could, all those brachas. So, Hashivayim Minasu Asecha, Vachavayim Minasu Asecha, and Reina Bon Yeinu, and and of course Yerushalayim Miracle and Samach David and Betzei, right? Betzei, Hashem Shemayda, Betzei, all these. That's the Shemoneh Esrei part of Betzei. I want to again suggest the Holocaust books of Betzei. And just sitting on the floor for a second. There's a part of this that I want to suggest, but you people, fortunately, it's not so important as most other people. That is, you know, that, remember we spoke about last year, you know, to, first of all, the art scroll book on the kinnis is like a must. It like opens up the whole world of the kinnis, you know, that otherwise it's like it'd be impossible. So last year I want to make a suggestion that every day you should pick one kinnis and go into it yourself. Like that you should be prepared, you know, but they tell me that they do it here in the shul. But probably, if you take one or two of them every day and you do it on your own, spend time in it. I say, I don't know how they do it in the shul here, but I would imagine it's even the best scenario how they do it, you know, that you do it on your own, but every day one kinnis, let's say, or two, whatever time you have. And then on Tisha B'Av, these are your main ones that you prepare to put into it. So it could be that the Victorella, somebody said. I didn't have to run. Also, I just want to suggest that Tisha B'Av itself, every year I see that there's like a laxity. Some people walk, they turn around, they walk around, they socialize. So, even I want to say, even in higher circles, of which I know that it's lacking a lot of times. It's among people, they don't take it like the ruach, you know, people talk, you know. I don't see it. I mean, if a person, I think the best way to really do spend the day, if you could, is much time you can spend by yourself on your own, quietly, thinking, contemplating. But you can't do that, at least with a good friend, one good friend that's serious like yourself, but without joking and talking, and you can say, oh, a good word, it's a good word on Eicha. You know, Mishnah Berurah says that even Kedushin on Eicha, you shouldn't, So try to. So if you have the kids, the family, so maybe plan sitting together with the kids and doing something, you know, reading something that's apropos together. But otherwise, you know, try to do it yourself and as much as you do with your family to preserve the ruach of the day. You know, it should be a serious day. Like the Baruch Hashem, you know, deserves one day the whole year that we devote to him. Like you have Mother's Day, America, you have Mother's Day, Father's Day. So Tisha B'Av is Hashem's day. To try to feel, you know, the korban of the Beit HaMikdash and the Beis HaShuna. Try, as much as you could, try to devote it. Not to Masriach Das, you should be serious and devoted to Hashem. They say, we should all be Masriach with the Vaida. And we should be zeichem mamish b'schuzev b'kav yameinu to see the kavod shemayim should come back with Beis Niskala to Mashiach Sekenu Shiva v'galenu and the Malchus Hashem should be Niskala al ha'oretz.
Oh,
so I want to discuss that with you. Thank you.